The agency was desperate for information, and so it had called Ken Harmon. He was a rough man with few attachments and only one purpose. When someone somewhere pushed the panic button, Harmon was what showed up. He had decided to meet the asset in Hong Kong. It made more sense than Shanghai and was much safer than Beijing, especially for a white guy. Harmon had chosen the coffee shop, a Starbucks knockoff. It was busy with the right mix of Chinese and Anglos. Stepping inside, Harmon scanned the cafe. The air conditioning felt like being hooked up to a bottle of pure, crisp oxygen. He ordered a Coke in a can, no ice. He had learned the hard way about ice in foreign countries. Paying in cash, he took his can over to the service station, where he gathered up a few items, and then found a table. It was set back from the window, but not so far back that he couldn't watch the door and what was happening outside on the street. He carried no electronics, no laptop, no cell phone, no walkie-talkie. He carried no ID. Besides his large-caliber Glock, spare magazines, and a knife, there was nothing on his person that could connect him to anything, anyone, or anywhere. That was how professionals worked. Removing a small bill